Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Harlem-based tap dancer, singer, and beatmaker Liberty Styles on her new 2022 freestyle project. The last time we caught up with Liberty was in January of 2020, not knowing what the world was facing. Now we talk about a project that is truly unique. This fall is a special experiment in collaboration with Least of All Records. She's building customized music made to order in the style of a drive-in restaurant. So you choose one burger, one fries, and one shake from the menu, and she will use the ingredients in her arsenal, different flavored beats, tap dancing, and vocals, to create a delicious meal in 5 minutes of live recorded music on a one-of-a-kind vinyl record. She gets into all of this. Enjoy this interview.
Liberty Styles, what's going on?
I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just living here in the Kansas City sunshine. How's everything out in Brooklyn? How's everything in Brooklyn today?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I am walking around in Williamsburg, actually, so hopefully there's no, like, sirens. There probably will be.
Yeah, I love it. That, I request it every time. There has to be sirens in New York.
Yeah. It's hard to avoid the noise. Yeah. Since I spoke with you, I've moved to East Harlem, but I'm here for work today, just walking around.
Oh, cool. I got you. Okay. Well, you know, the one thing I will tell you that's been emblematic of what happened with our last conversation was, you know, and I think it's that nostalgia of looking at that pre-pandemic world, as I call BC before Corona. And, you know, you got a hold of me in January of 2020, and I remember the time of the day in Kansas City. It was really cold. The year was beginning. Everybody was like, wait, is Barbara Walters going to say 2020? How feeble and innocent that notion was for that year, and how that year ended up turning out. I always think about that. You know, I always think about that interview where we were just like, da-da-da-da-da, you know, 2020, yay. And then all of a sudden, it was like the world's largest black, like, curtain just dropped down on all of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think the thing that's always so reassuring to me is now that we're coming out of it, we're having conversations, I'm having conversations with artists that are actually doing things. So that has to feel good. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, does it just feel...
Oh, my God. Totally. Yeah, I think it feels like I'm not taking things for granted the same, and just being able to be with people and outside. It's been a great summer, and, like, just connecting and reconnecting and making new friends. And, you know, I mean, I just think that... And I think people are coming out of all of that with, like, more sense of what they want and you know, what their value is. And I know I feel that way. And it was a tough time. It really was, you know.
I think because of that, it's really amped up a level of creativity. I've never seen a project that you're doing like this ever in all of the years that I've been doing this radio show for over 10 years now. You know, and I will give you an analogy to that. At one point over the pandemic, this was back in June, probably around the time the world was kind of waking up a little bit, maybe May or June. There was a woman from Slovakia named Esther Visernova, and she won their version of American Idol, and she had this CD that was like it was called Blue Velvet, I believe, and I kept thinking about David Lynch, but it was like the cover was Blue Velvet. It was a poem book. It was poetry with pictures. It looked like it cost $1 billion to manufacture this, and I got it. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I've never seen anything like this. And anytime I get something like that, I'm like, I mean, it was a crushed Blue Velvet, and everything was like high end, like something someone like Madonna would have the money to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, but anyway, this project that you're putting out has so much originality and uniqueness, and not only am I a jazz guy, but I love electronic, and I love the sample you sent over. So just kind of explain this project for everybody. Kind of paint the picture so people understand what this project is.
Totally. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's. I'm excited about it, and I feel like overall I describe it as an experiment, kind of, like, because it's basically made-to-order vinyl project. So, and I'm working in collaboration with this recording studio in Brooklyn called Least of All. So, and what they do this a lot with artists is they have a session where it's on a pre-order basis. So you order a vinyl. It's 5 minutes of music, and it's live recorded. Each take is recorded and cut as its own vinyl. And then, you know, you, however many orders you get, you go in and you record that many times. And so it's really a unique thing where basically anyone gets one gets, like, a completely rare, one-of-a-kind vinyl. So that was, you know, that was the context of my project. But, you know, I was like, first I was like, oh, okay, I can have people, like, you know, go out to the order page and, like, pick a song that I already have out, and which would be also a really cool thing, and I think that's what a lot of people sort of, how they approach it. And, yeah, I don't know, I think I was just, I think I'm at a point personally where I'm, like, more in a, I'm just sort of in an explorative mood, I guess, and space right now, so I was just sort of thinking, like, what do you make to order? Like, you know, what else do you make to order? And I was thinking like that, and then I was thinking a lot, and I've just been inspired in general for a while just by some, like, sort of the highway scenes and road trip-inspired imagery, I think, I'd say, because I've taken a lot of different road trips, and I think, for whatever reason, one in particular, out of high school with three very special friends across the country in a van that we all pitched in for. It was like $400, and it was a real piece of crap. But we made it across the country, and just like those kinds of experiences I was kind of gathering inspiration from. So what I ended up with, long story short, is this, it's a project where you order the vinyl in food form, as part of a drive-in restaurant. So you're on the highway, you've been driving all night, and you pull over to the side of the road, you see a rest stop, and there's this drive-in, and not only is there amazing food, but there is music, and it's popping, and you can take it with you. So that's sort of like the inspiration for the project. And when I came up with the idea, I just was like, started to play with my equipment. So yeah, I have a tap dancer and a singer and a loop pedalist. So started to develop beats and vocal ideas and different sort of dance rhythms, incorporate them into this sort of set of ingredients. And so it's a burger, fries, and a shake, and each element is a ingredient that I've sort of developed, which I'll go into the studio and play with. So I'll be playing with ingredients and stepping up live music. So they really will each be very unique. So that's kind of why I call it an experiment, because it's going to be really fun for me to play with the ingredients and make some music kind of on the fly.
That's a great abstract, and I'm curious, how can anybody out there do this? What's the best way to do it? When can they do it by, kind of the details of
that?
Oh,
yeah. So I'm going to go in early December, I think December 3rd. So if you're interested, you should order before then. And I guess one detail is the burger is my beat. That's like sort of the basic beat I'm working with. The fries are the vocals. And then the shake is the tap. If you see on the site, you've got to go to Leestaval, it's Leestaval, recording studio, and look up my name, Liberty Styles, and you can order there. And there's a menu there, too, so you can sort of see what I'm talking about with this.
So is this becoming a saying, or have you ever heard about anything like this before?
You know, I hadn't heard about it before they reached out to me either. I mean, aside from, you know, in a sort of like a jazz-centric kind of program, I know, like, for me, I've always loved going into the recording studio and just doing takes there as opposed to, like, in my own space, because I get to improvise the whole take live, you know, by itself, and it's, each one is unique. Like, I'm a fan of that concept, but yeah, I don't really know other recording studios that are doing it, although I'm sure there are. But for me, I don't know. I'm actually working on another project as well with I work really closely with a rapper and producer, so we actually have sort of a duo project coming out in this sort of in the late, probably early 2023. But definitely improvisation and like live takes is a key part of how I make music. Even if the music is like done for sort of, I work a lot with improv. So I don't know. I don't know if that answers the question, but that's sort of what brought me to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, like I said, the uniqueness of this is so cool. I mean, vinyl's, you know, still surging like it has for a long time. And the fact that I think there's people out there that sometimes may fantasize about having something that's specific and unique and no one else has it. And that sounds exactly like what this project is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a super cool opportunity for that. And one of, you know, I think as a tap dancer, too, I'll say, like, recording music is really important to me in the sense that, like, putting, like, recording the rhythms of tap, which is, you know, so often it's seen and heard in the moment, and but maybe it's not as captured, especially on people's own terms as dancers. So I feel like that's, you know, that's, it's always an exciting opportunity to be able to sort of play with recording tap, and so that's kind of an exciting piece about this too, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's really nice to be able to have a follow-up since January of 2020 with something so unique.
Yeah.
And as I've been telling artists, you know, it's like I'm talking about albums and tours and things happening.
Oh,
so it's so
exciting.
Good that, oh man, I mean, for so long,
yeah.
It was really about, you know, not being...
How long would you say for you on your end before that started to pick up with artists you were talking about?
You know, because there were so many variants, it would go up and down, but I think overall it was probably not until... maybe the spring of this year that things, like, I know in Kansas City,
yeah.
I started to go see shows and things started picking up, and it's been pretty steady ever since. I've been, you know, steadily going myself, so it's been nice to see, and it took a long time, but this project's awesome, so I can't wait to get it out to the listeners and have them, you know, dive in. So, and I'm going to do it myself, so I'm going to get my my own mix put over and sent over, and yeah. So it'll be cool.
Oh, awesome. Yo, I can't wait to hear what you think. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love the sample. It's right up my avenue. So, well, Liberty, let's keep doing this.
Yeah,
next time we talk, things are just better. And good luck out there at Harlem, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Joe. So nice chatting with you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Brooklyn, Harlem, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Liberty for her time, music, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Crossed over, D&I can't go back.
I want to tip you off to a wonderful program I found out about. As we expand our reach, we have made some friends out there in the world that love jazz as much as we do. This program is fully endorsed by Neon Jazz.
Gerald Albright, Rhea Schneider, Charlie Hunter, Duke Robillard, Sean Jones, Walter Beasley, Steve Swallow. Something Came from Baltimore is a jazz, blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, and it's not really about Baltimore. Subscribe to the podcast and listen to your favorite artist or future favorite artist that Something Came from Baltimore and be a part of that Be More Music scene. Joe Lovano, Jeff Kaufman, Paula Cole, Danuzo Makatani, Ann Passio, Chess Smith, Thumbscrew.
Neon Jazz.